We start the day's other headlines in Russia, where Ukrainian forces claim to be pushing deeper into the Kursk region. Today, President Volodymyr Zelensky said his country's troops have seized the town of Suja, the administrative center for the Kursk border area. Even though it is just 5,000 residents, it would mark the largest population center to fall under Ukraine's control since last week's incursion. In a video call, the Ukrainian army chief reported that the military now controls more than 80 communities, including Suja, which President Zelensky then announced in his nightly address.
The commander-in-chief reported on the operation in the Kursk region. We have a new advance. General Sirsky reported on the completion of the liberation of the town of Suja from the Russian military. A Ukrainian military commandant's office is being established there.
Zelensky's claim could not be independently verified, and Russia has not responded. But defense officials said earlier in the day that Russian forces had blocked Ukraine's attempts to take several other communities. A court in Russia has sentenced Russian-American citizen Ksenia Kavana to 12 years in prison on treason charges. Rights groups say the case stems from a $52 donation Kavana made to a charity that supports Ukraine. She appeared in court in the city of Ekaterinburg today as the judge read her sentence. A U.S. State Department official called it an escalation of the Kremlin's domestic oppression.
Donating to a nonprofit organization, donating to an NGO, supporting the Ukrainian cause and supporting the Ukrainian people as they defend themselves against Russian aggression, especially doing so on American soil, is not a crime.
Kavana, who's also known by the last name Catalina, reportedly became an American citizen after marrying her husband and moving to Los Angeles. She was arrested back in February while visiting family in Russia. Federal law enforcement officials have charged five people in connection with the death of actor Matthew Perry. They include two doctors and Perry's own assistant. The Friends star suffered an accidental ketamine overdose last year. At a news conference today in Los Angeles, officials said they'd uncovered a, quote, broad underground criminal network that distributed ketamine to Perry and to others. They said the defendants displayed utter disregard for Perry's history of substance abuse.
These defendants took advantage of Mr. Perry's addiction issues to enrich themselves. They knew what they were doing was wrong. They knew what they were doing was risking great danger to Mr. Perry, but they did it anyways.
At least two of the defendants, including Perry's assistant, have already pleaded guilty to charges related to his death. Bermuda is bracing for Hurricane Ernesto as it barrels across the Atlantic Ocean. Early today, it had maximum sustained winds of 85 miles an hour as it moves north. Ernesto is expected to become a Category 3 hurricane before passing near or over Bermuda on Saturday with up to 12 inches of rain. Ernesto already battered Puerto Rico as a tropical storm. Today, more than 450,000 people were still without power amid sweltering heat. Former President Donald Trump is asking the judge in his New York hush money case to delay his sentencing until after the November election. In a letter to Justice Juan Merchan, Trump's lawyers argue that the current date of September 18th could improperly influence voters. The judge is also set to rule on September 16th, so 2 days earlier, on a request to overturn the verdict following the Supreme Court's ruling on presidential immunity. In May, Mr. Trump was convicted of 34 counts of falsifying business records related to payments to adult film actress Stormy Daniels. The U.S. economy is showing signs of resilience this summer. The Commerce Department says that retail sales jumped by 1% in July from the month before. That's much more than expected and the biggest increase in consumer spending in a year and a half. A separate report showed that unemployment claims fell by 7,000 last week, in a sign that the national jobs market remains stable. Those reports come a day after a reassuring reading on inflation fueled expectations that the Fed will cut interest rates when it meets next month. Today's economic readings were also welcome news on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average jumped more than 550 points, ending well above the 40,000-point level. The Nasdaq added more than 400 points, or about 2.3%, and the S&P ended higher for a sixth straight session. And we have a passing of note. Jenna Rollins, hailed as one of the finest actors of all time, has died. Her career took off in the 1960s and 70s when she starred in a series of films directed by her husband, John Cassavetes. The pair often worked outside the Hollywood studio system and together helped bring independent American cinema to new heights and to new audiences.
Oh, I hope you kids never grow up, never.
Rollins gave vulnerable portrayals of working-class women, earning Oscar nods for A Woman Under the Influence and the crime thriller Gloria. Decades later, she charmed a new generation of audiences as a woman suffering from dementia in The Notebook.
Do you think our love could take us away together?
I think our love can do anything we want it to.
That blockbuster was directed by Roland's son, who revealed earlier this year that his mother had been diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease in real life. Jenna Rollins was 94 years old. Still to come on the News Hour, the Biden administration and drug companies make a deal to lower prices for some of Medicare's costliest prescriptions. The backlash against tourists flooding popular European destinations. And 100 years after his birth, James Baldwin's enduring influence on art and activism.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.